step is moving. Every step is moving me up.
This is how we walk on the moon. This is how we walk on the moon. This is how we walk on the moon.
Salutations. patience, Pluto in Scorpio generation. Love and life. You can wear sage and I'll cleanse the crystals. We can get high, but only if the wind blows.
It's just
right. I can feel a thing. I keep looking at my mood ring. Tell me how I'm feeling. Floating away, floating away. Yeah. All the sad girls saying, we'll keep dancing till the moon rings. Tell us how we're
territory, ready to reform, don't let it fall us down. should proceed. Is the question still a mystery? Where do you stand? 7 years in the future. Envision yourself filling the dreams, whispering with every heartbeat. Another day stands before you. Another chance. Spread your wings and fly to the rhythm of your heart. Take one moment. Think of what you desire. Imagine the heights you can exceed. If only you just spread your wings. Use your instincts. Follow the path to your dreams. Focus your heart. Get body, your mind. Anything is possible. Another day stands before your naked eyes. Don't be afraid. Allow your spirit to fly. If you decide to never take a chance, you'll never know the truth inside. Another day stands before your naked eyes. Don't be afraid. Allow your spirit to fly. If you decide to never take a chance, you'll never know the truth inside. Another day stands before you. Another chance. Spread your wings and fly to the rhythm of your heart beating. Another day stands before you. Another chance. Make yourself know why you were born to be alive. Together, we need to overcome the fear of climbing higher. We need to find a way to bring ourselves together. We need to overcome the fear of climbing higher. We need to find a way to bring ourselves together. We need to overcome the fear.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Bye. spins me around like a marionette. Oh, my web is still spinning. My web is still spinning. My web is still spinning. You can't see it yet.
Now we're good.
Oh my god, I can hear you.
I can hear you too.
Wait.
So we're going to be interviewing the host, Matteo De Vita.
Woo!
He's fluent in Italian and he loves is. Pizza.
Wow, I'm learning so much already.
No! Alright, put it back.
You put it back.
So, Matteo, first question. You're a first
semester top student.
Matteo, what's been your favorite class you've taken at Tufts so far that you've passed?
That's a great question. You don't leave... you leave a lot of options.
Ooh.
Not that many.
Okay.
I don't know about a highlight. I would say a low light is the dining halls.
Oh.
Yeah, we're gonna
tell us what's wrong with the Tufts dining halls.
I think there's something to be learned about
cooking,
the psychology
food.
Of lighting.
Ooh.
Going on in the way.
Yeah.
Gabe and I had
vegan?
A deep conversation.
We did have a deep conversation.
Should I be a vegan?
Are you a vegan?
I don't know. No. What is a vegan?
Shut up.
Okay, ethics boy.
Ethics boy. Oh yeah, Matteo. How is your... Fuck off, bro.
Gabe, I'd like to give you a gentle reminder. We can't actually swear on air.
Gabe, no swear
so
on air,
so don't cut
please.
My mic.
Your mic was not cut.
Yes, it was.
So what's your stance on ethics?
Would you say you have a strong moral compass?
Sam Orcutt once approached me with a sticky scenario and told me I had a strong moral compass he wanted to use.
I'm not
so
familiar.
I gave him my advice and he did not.
Who
take
is
it.
Sam Orcutt?
Well,
can you give us a little explanation on who that is?
He's kind of like an armadillo.
Why?
I don't know. Think about it though.
Well, the viewers don't know who Sam Orcutt is, so.
Well, are we gonna like dox him right now?
I was gonna say.
He lives at.
He attends.
West Point Academy. Shout out.
Can that be said?
Shout out the Army.
Shout out to.
Love that.
The Patriot League, which they play in.
Shout out.
Is that
to...
right?
It is right. They play American University in the Patriot League.
Shout out to the Navy.
Shout out to the Navy.
Guys.
Shout out to the Coast Guard.
If we're shouting out at Air Force.
Shout out to the Air Force.
Shout
that's
out
real.
To. Alright, but the Space Force too, they're doing work. They're putting the hours.
Where?
In the space, bro. Oh, yeah, we have another guest speaker here, Ethan Soule. Ethan, come tell us a little bit about your journey through life.
Well, it started when I was a boy. I was born, and a little bit of time passed, and I grew, and then now I'm here.
Were you a C-section baby?
I don't know, actually.
What?
Probably.
You should figure that one out.
Why should I figure that
I
one
love
out?
Asking people
I don't know.
That.
That's a fun question.
Great question.
How do you feel about having a permanent partner through life in the form of a twin brother?
Your best friend. Well,
he's pretty annoying usually.
He said we were best friends today, guys.
I didn't say that. You said that.
Well, you repeated it. You were like, yeah, we're best
friends.
I
didn't
friends.
Deny it.
All right, we got to cut one of these mics. It's getting heated in here.
Yeah, yours.
No.
Well, I like the jazz in there.
The jazz is nice. All right, Mateo, I think it's time to wrap this interview up. God. Let us ask, what is the next song you'll be playing and why?
LTJ Bukum.
Nice.
LTJ Bukum.
Why?
Why?
Thank you. did you know? It's what I always wanted. Could never have too many of these. Well, you quit kicking me under the table. I'm trying, will somebody make a shut up about it? Can we settle down?
Yeah. shit. Hella shit. Hella sick. Griselda, nigga. What you coming, nigga? Woke up, phone buzzing, hangover, with my rollie on. A text from a bitch that I'm fucking, but I don't know no more. I rap, but I trap, turn my spot to a Yola store. Caught a brick of trash, I brought it back, cooked the soda off. Who turned the half a key to matching minks? Catching beef over blocks and washing racks in the bathroom sink. My brother the shooter, I'm Master Pete. Cause I ran it up, but all I did was pop the trunk on the SUV. Hitler shit, put rappers to sleep like a hypnotist. Catch a knockdown and get a stripe like a certificate. Yeah, they got me feeling like the Black Sinatra. Bag the block up next to a ratchet and a glass of vodka. Yeah, we hustlers and coops with small back seats that grow around smugglers with loot with long rap sheets. Blocks landing, coming in groups, and it's all tax free. Cause drug dealers get treated like star athletes. Let's go.
Griselda, 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 by fashion.
Hey yo, in the fashion report, I'm in the Porsche trap. FNH on the lap, I made your horse stop. Dope spot every minute, get a door knock. Air drying that shit, they need a whole lot. Just gonna wrap the jerseys with the hat to match. Purple cactus checks, 8-9s on the back of spec. Shady aftermath, no trade, no M. Fiends gon' find a way, it's okay if no stem. From down the way to uptown, I'm the shit. Burn you down like GGs, you know who you fucking with. Everything got a rubber grip. Burn you down like GGs, you know who you fucking with.
And a popular East Buffalo restaurant is closed indefinitely following an early morning fire. This leaves a dozen employees without jobs and many customers without a place to get their favorite meal. 7 Eyewitness News reporter Justin Moore explains.
Gotta find a job.
12 employees are out of work tonight after a fire causes Gigi's Soul Food restaurant to shut down.
I mean, this is our livelihood, you know. This is what we do.
Bobby Perry is a cook at Gigi's. According to him, the fire started sometime after midnight Saturday while the restaurant was closed. Flames.
Sense. I pass it out, but I didn't.
Take it.